Amy Schumer is headlining her first HBO comedy special, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo. Directed by Chris Rock, written by Amy Schumer, and executive produced by Mike Berkowitz, Amy Schumer, and Jimmy Miller. Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo premieres on Saturday, October 17th at 10 p.m. on HBO, or watch it on HBO Now. I personally can't wait. Nathan For You continues its new season on Comedy Central. Nathan Fielder, the comedian who brought you Dumb Starbucks and Pig Saves Goat, is back with more outlandish ideas to help real small businesses. This is his most ambitious season yet. You gotta see it to believe it. Nathan For You airs on Comedy Central Thursdays at 10, 9 Central, or anytime on the Comedy Central app. I love that show!
She's the host, but she's always the guest. And the guest is the host, so she's not really the host. It's with special guest. Hello, Lap Guest, with your host, somebody else.
And welcome to For the Love of the Game, Not That Kind of Game, where we talk game shows, game show hosts, game show winners, game show losers, game show formats. You know the drill. I'm your host, Patty Pompon, not Pom-Pom, although that was my nickname in high school, but I didn't make the cheerleading squad, but that's fine. And I have, as you know, been on 40 game shows, 40. Some wins, some loses, mostly loses. And I'm here to talk about hot game show hosts today, I think is what we're going to talk about mostly. And I do have a guest. I'll bring her out very, very soon. But I was watching Let's Make a Deal the other day. And I know I've been a loyalist to Monty Hall and the original for a while. But I had a major lady boner for Wayne Brady this week. Did anyone watch episode 2867 this week when he gave... Yeah, he gave away the trip to Panama to the girl dressed as a crayon. Well, I don't know what it was, but that was in the ladies' bank for about 5 or 7 hours that day. I mean, it's not a chronic problem, but it's something I'm thinking about, something on my mind, something on everybody's mind, probably. It's probably on everybody's mind, I would assume. And, you know, I mean... I was in a relationship for a little while, but, you know, I mean, I have to research the shows because I'm on them very frequently as a guest, sometimes winner, mostly loser. And I don't have time. I don't really have time to date that much. And why do you have to date when you can date in your head? So with that, our first and only guest, we usually have no guests, but today we have one. You know, she's been my opponent on a number of game shows, not all, but some. And we also went to high school together. So I'm pretty excited. She contacted me via the internet and said, you know, I'd love to come on and talk. You know, we've been on these game shows together. We pretend we don't know each other, but we do know each other. And I was like, yeah, I know. So without further ado, please welcome Phyllis McCracken. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Yeah, hey.
Patty, it's great to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
I just want to congratulate you on your show, first of all. I've been listening a bunch because, as you know, I love game shows as much as you.
Yeah.
Possibly more. And I just can't stop myself. So this is great. This is a great listen.
Well, congrats to you on your win, Wheel of Fortune. $7,000. I saw it 2 weeks ago.
$7,000.
I had you get in that one. That's been the holy grail. I haven't been able to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to tap into that.
No.
I got on there. I have a friend who dated Pat Sajak for 7 years.
Wow, 7 years, $7,000 connection.
I saw it. And I begged her to send him a Facebook message and get me.
Pat Sajak is on Facebook.
Yes.
I've been looking and I haven't been able to.
I'll tell you what his name is.
Oh.
Sat Pajak.
I haven't thought about that. God, he is so smart.
I know.
You know he's smart. So you spun the wheel. Mm-hmm. You got the $7,000. You didn't go to the final round.
No.
And that must have been hard.
It was painful. I had an altercation with the woman who did moments later after she got to that final round.
Yeah, Lois Clarkson.
Yes.
not Lois and Clark, but Lois Clarkson.
So,
saw the episode, yeah.
Yes. She, two kids, a teacher from Pacoma.
Oh, Pacoma.
Pacoma, Washington?
Pacoma, Washington. Wow. Yeah. Lois Clarkson from Pacoma, Washington. We're going to get her.
Yeah, well, I don't know. She's probably off on her trips in her brand new car and everything that she won.
Have you seen her on the circuit before? Because I hadn't seen her on the circuit.
No, I think she came out of nowhere, personally. I was not pleased. I prefer to be playing against people I know.
Oh, that's why I see you so much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I kind of make a push for that. Yeah. I like to feel comfortable with my neighbors. So.
Okay. Yeah. Because I thought that it was like maybe some, I don't know. I mean, if we're here, I thought maybe we should talk. I thought it was something personal.
Oh, like you think I have a
vendetta.
Vendetta against you.
And that's what you're, I mean, because like I was a year older. You know, in high school. I don't know if our listeners know everything about us, but I was a year older, you know, and I was the one that always loved the game shows and everything. And then I graduated and I started hitting this circuit. And then suddenly, you know, you just appeared.
I think you're leaving out part of the story.
No, I'm not leaving out.
I think you're leaving out an important part, which was when you had sex with my boyfriend.
Right. But that's in the past. Water under the bridge.
And unrelated, I will say. I just enjoy participating on game shows against people I know and trying to beat them.
But you don't. Do you play against other people you know?
I haven't had the opportunity. Okay. So I am so thankful and blessed that I've gotten to compete against you many, many times.
Yeah.
And many times beat you, which has been a thrill, just a thrill for me.
Now, where, you know, your high school boyfriend, I don't even remember his name. I was like, you know, I had so many.
You don't remember?
No, I don't. It's like so long ago. Anyway.
Take a wild guess.
Cranford. Swissman?
That's exactly what his name was.
Okay, Cranford Swissman.
That's 100% what his name
Okay, I thought I had it somewhere back there. You know, I do have a good, I have a good memory because that's why I'm so good at game shows. But Cranford Swissman and you guys, I mean, do you want to just, we're here, you want to just talk about it?
Let's
hash it out. Okay.
Patty, I'm here to get down to brass tacks. So let's just do it.
Okay, so Cranford Swissman, he was a freshman. And I was a senior, and you were a junior, and he walked into our high school the littlest king. He was like that Joffrey from Game of Thrones, you know? He came in there, and he was like, hello, everyone. You know, like, I'm young, but I'm in charge,
Yes, he was 14, he came in saying, hello.
Yeah, he did.
And we all swooned.
Yeah, I mean, everyone swooned.
Everyone from you to me to Mr. Philman to everyone was
men
all...
Men and women.
All about him.
And you got him. You got him to be your boyfriend. Now, how did you get him to be your boyfriend?
Well, I promised him 2 tickets to any Broadway show, and I also told him I would suck his dick.
Ah, see, that's where I...
Yeah, you failed to get him as your boyfriend, but you did manage to still sleep with him, which was incredible because I never achieved that with him.
Well, it was anal.
Okay. Well, that might...
So does that count?
I think it counts as sex.
Well, I don't know.
It's called anal sex. It's called anal sex.
Well, in my world, we do the slang.
Okay, well, in my world, we call it butt stuff.
Okay, well, we did butt stuff, and let me tell you, that's the only thing he wanted. So, I mean, let's put 2 and 2 together here. You are in denial, Phyllis.
My ass is too small.
Is that what you think it was? Because who did he date right after me?
John Philman.
Yes.
The teacher.
So where's the connection? I'm just the middle butt.
You think he was gay the entire time.
Well, I think I'm a middle butt. You were the first butt. Your ass was too small. I did the middle butt, and then he went full butt. And here we are, Wheel of Fortune.
Maybe you turned him gay. Maybe you turned him gay.
Well,
because your butt was so masculine.
It is masculine. I mean, it is. I mean, I've been told that many times by a number of people, and I don't think that's an insult.
No.
I think it's kind of a... It's a fun quality to have a masculine butt. Have you ever seen me in a pair of football leggings? Is that what they're called?
Football leggings? Yeah, football capris.
Yeah, you've seen me in those. That's what I am for Halloween every year, and there's a reason. Masculine butt. I work it.
I've seen the pictures on Facebook from behind. You look like a full linebacker.
A full linebacker.
With your big, big man butt.
And that's what
juicy,
I have.
Juicy, juicy, juicy.
That's what I have going on.
Bounce
so here's
a quarter off it so tight.
So here's what I want to know, Phyllis, is... it started with that, and then let's just go back. The first the first game show that we were on together in the 90s. It was
Supermarket Sweep.
Supermarket Sweep. That's right. And you won what?
I left with a fancy hat and a subscription to Cat Fancy for 1 year.
And how did that work out?
I received all 12 issues, and the hat was my favorite hat for that solid year.
And I walked with, I think it was $7? $7.
You left with a can of Hershey's Cocoa.
Yes. No, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's not for nothing. And that was our first.
Yeah.
That was our first. And then I went on to compete with on a Rock Around the Clock for a little bit, Name That Tune, and then Make Me Laugh. And you did not get involved in those.
No.
And I was like, oh, I'm scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on a little-known show called You Are the Weakest Link.
Uh-huh.
And I was.
And you were.
I was.
We all knew that immediately.
Yeah, I was.
Our whole team of competitors.
I was the weakest link.
One of the most thrilling shows to be on, though, I will say.
Now, you were not the weakest link. You were the strongest link.
No, I was made of iron.
Yeah. And was that, was Cranford, I thought I saw him. That one had a live audience. I thought I saw him and Mr. Philman in the audience.
I think you did, because they actually called me and asked me to get them into the audience. I posted I would be there on MySpace. And
right.
And they saw that, and they wanted to come. So I hooked them up. They also thought it'd be funny to see you.
Lose.
Just, that'd be funny to see you, period.
Okay.
And then you lost, which I think they may have found humorous.
They were also seated right behind me, where they could look at the masculine butt.
Your backside.
Yeah.
I don't know how that worked out. I mean, we were in the round, so that was lucky.
Yeah. So what's next? I mean, where are you going to go from here? Are you going to go on some other shows?
Yes. I'm excited. I have a few things lined up. I don't know if you have any coming up. Maybe not.
Maybe they won't tell you.
Maybe. I'm going to be on Jeopardy, which I feel like I've been studying hard for the last 10 years, just everything.
You passed the Jeopardy?
Yes. I've been studying every topic imaginable in hopes of getting past that first round.
Now, in the hot game show host category, where would you put Alec Trebek?
I would say...
Is it Alec or Alex? I should know this. I'm an
Alex.
Expert. Alex. Alec.
Alex. I think it's Alex.
A-L-E-C-K-S.
Yes. He would spell it that way.
Yeah.
I would put him as a... With the mustache, a solid 8. Without, 29 out of 10.
Oh, you like him without?
Yeah.
Most people like him with.
I love to see that lip.
Now, I think that he's in his 70s, you know.
He looks, I would say, 50.
50.
At
so
oldest.
This, Phyllis, this is where we come together. I think we have the same taste in men.
Okay, well, let's see. What about Steve Harvey? Family Feud.
I've been on Family Feud, as you know, because your family. Yeah.
My family.
Your family
eviscerated you.
You weren't there. You just sent your cousins.
Yeah, and they beat the shit out of you and your family.
And my family, which is embarrassing in front of my aunt. But she died. She died soon after.
From that.
Yeah, from that.
Okay, well, that was never proven. How did you get your kids to all be on the show? Because I thought there was an age limit, but I noticed you had children ranging from 6 to 10.
Well, they're not actually my kids. They wanted it to be, you know, like cute, and I fostered a few for that week.
Oh.
You know, like you can do with a dog.
And what, you sent them right back to the
the shelter?
Okay. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem very.
And then we lost anyway, so they went back with nothing.
Oh,
and
God.
Then my aunt died, so that was a rough one. But how do I feel about Steve Harvey's attractiveness?
Yeah, you like the mustache or?
Well, I've never seen him without.
I
mean, first of all, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, so the humor for me makes him very attractive, whereas Alec Trebek, his intelligence.
Yeah.
So I would say Steve Harvey talking, fuckable. Steve Harvey silent, unfuckable.
Okay. I'm going to say Steve Harvey mustache, fuckable. Steve Harvey without mustache, I'm going to assume is just a giant lip that goes all the way up to his eyebrows.
Right, because how would you
know? We don't know.
We don't know.
I can't see it.
I wouldn't. There's a reason he's never gone without it.
He's hiding something.
Has Tom Selleck gone without it? I mean, even the people known for their mustaches, he's never?
I don't think so.
Wow.
And I've never gone without mine.
Well,
I'm hiding something too.
Yeah. Well, we all know that. Is there anything you would like to share about that?
I'd like to come clean about it today because I felt so hindered by this mustache my entire adulthood. I gave myself a jail tattoo on my upper lip.
How old?
In high school. And it's a Nazi symbol. So I had to grow a mustache to cover that mistake. I was high when I did it.
And do you think Cranford Swissman might have been attracted to you because of a masculine mustache, just like I had a masculine asshole?
Maybe that's part of what got him in there.
Do you see what I'm saying? It wasn't that you offered to suck his dick. I think we just need to...
I sucked it when I had the mustache.
Well, don't you think Mr. Filman did it too with his mustache? I mean, there's a lot of mustaches in our lives.
Okay, you think it's gay that Cranford wanted me to suck his dick while I had a mustache, and he covered my head with a bag, and like you could only see the mustache, and he made me wear a potato sack around my body so you couldn't see my breasts. You think that's gay?
A little.
Okay.
A little. I think it's a more aggro than gay. I
mean, it was aggro, but I like that.
Oh, so are you dating anyone now?
I am in a dominating relationship with a man from Craigslist.
Wow.
Yes. He also has me sit in the same fashion with a potato sack dress and bag over my head.
Where do you get a potato sack these days?
I found it at a museum.
Gift shop or an exhibit?
No, it was an exhibit about the 1900s. I just stole it.
Because you thought this will be good for blowjobs.
Absolutely. Impossible to come by otherwise. Cannot find one online. I swear to God.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the bag on the head.
That's just a straight up Ralph's bag grocery store.
You use the same one every time?
Yeah. I don't like to pay 10 cents for a bag. What am I going to do? This should be free.
Like how many blowjobs are you giving me?
I'm not getting paid for those. So good. I'm just going to come out.
You could.
You know, I don't feel comfortable with that. Have you been paid for sexual
sex? I mean, not this year.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Because I have to say, I saw you on a show a few years ago that I do not believe you knew all the answers to. It was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I simply don't believe you knew all the answers that you answered correctly. You did it without hesitating every single time. You didn't even act like you weren't given the answers before. I know what
Who would have given? Let me tell you, the shows aren't fixed. People think the shows are fixed.
I think you fixed it.
How?
Well, let's just say I think you did something with the host.
The host at the time was 5 years ago. So the host was Meredith Vieira. So what do you think I did?
I think you ate her pussy out and sucked her tits.
Okay, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm going to answer this with a strong maybe.
See?
Maybe. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But you know what? I need a win. You need some pot. You know the whole thing about the animals and the pellet?
They throw up what they ate?
No. They get a pellet. You give them a machine. You put a panda in a box, in a cage, and then you give them a pellet machine. And you have them hit the button. And sometimes, every 7, 12 times, a pellet's going to come out. So they're going to keep hitting that button.
Yeah.
A pellet never comes out. They're going to stop hitting the button. So I'm a panda in a cage waiting for my pellet. Sometimes the pellet's going to come out. Pellet never comes out. I'm going to stop hitting the button. So yeah, maybe I sucked Meredith Vieira's tits a little bit. So what?
This is a sad story.
Well, I needed a pellet, and I also needed to pay my rent, and I needed to support my foster children that I had for 3 days.
Okay, next question for me is that you did all that, but she only gave you all the answers up to $10,000.
Yeah, because I had to be realistic. Do you know what had she? Because then after 10, you go to 16, and that's not realistic.
No, and there's no way you would have known the answer to that one.
Look, I was smart. I had solid B's in high school. You remember.
I do remember.
You were a year behind me.
Yeah. I always knew your grades.
You always memorized my report cards every year.
I was following after you, trying to see, what is she doing this time? What's she getting in English and math? I got to do better than her next year when I get there.
And did you? Did you get A's?
I always did, because you know what? You're my number one competitor in life.
Look, there are things. Yes, go ahead.
No, I just feel that I've been so lucky and blessed to be able to compete with you in a format that is regulated by television. I think if we were put on the street to fight, I'd kill you. And I don't think I want to do that.
Well, I don't want to do that either. I honestly think that we've worked it out pretty nicely. I love being on game shows. Do you?
I love it.
I mean, there's nothing I would want to, else I want to do. First of all, I don't have a job. This is my job.
I wonder, how do you make any money? How
because
do you?
Because I win the pellet. Have you heard about the pellet and the panda and the cage?
I did recently hear about this. Okay. I'm wondering, so you're saying that every few years when you get a few $1,000, that's what floats you to the next year? Because that seems like it's not enough money.
I also retrain you and really do focus groups.
So what, you go in and you talk about a product or a
talk
movie?
Talk about shampoo. Uh-huh. You know, I pretend I use the shampoo and it's like, yeah, I got dandruff. Sure. And then I leave with $200. I do that upwards of twice a day. Various products.
You're just constantly reviewing products.
Reviewing products. And I pretend I have a number of identities that I use to sign up because you can't do more than one like a year. So mm-hmm. I have a couple of names and aliases. Not going to tell you those on air.
Wow.
And then, you know, and I also have support, you know, for the love of the game, not that kind of game. My podcast that you're on right now does bring in some money through ads.
I've heard some of those ads. Mm-hmm. It sounded to me like most of them were for your homemade board games.
Yeah. And those ads pay me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a struggle.
It sounds like a
struggle.
Well,
how do you make your money?
Well, I have a few different ways. Mm-hmm. One, game shows.
Right.
Two is that I work at a grocery store.
So then why can't you get bags for free
for
your blowjobs?
You have to pay.
Okay. You don't get a 50% off discount? It's not 5 cents?
You don't get any discounts as an employee.
Do you work at the grocery store because your first game show was Supermarket Sweep?
I will say that lit a fire within me and showed me that I love running around supermarkets and finding things. And all I do now at my job is I'm supposed to be a cashier, but I just run around and find different things.
I'll have someone
tell me a product. I'll just walk up to a customer and tell them just say anything, any product, and I'm going to run and get it as fast as I can. And I time myself and it's fun.
And that's your job?
I mean, I get paid my cashier wage, but I don't do that.
Well, who's manning the counter?
Who knows? Probably everyone just self-checkout.
Oh.
Works out. Bag it yourself. That's what
I
that's
my motto.
Bag it
yourself. Let me run around.
Let me run around.
I mean, that seems to me like that's an ideal job for you. I think things worked out.
It's fun. And I keep fit.
Yeah.
I'm constantly on the go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, focus groups, you know, you get a lot of samples. So I'm not as fit as you are, but I do get a lot of like, try these oatmeal cookies, you know, do you like them? And I eat them. And so that's how I eat.
You just only eat things that are given to you.
In a focus group.
In a focus group.
So you don't just have one oatmeal, you have a couple variations of the cookie.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, at my grocery store, we throw out upwards of 200 pounds of food a day. So I would say just sneak around the back over there. You can get some produce that's slightly marred and just has a slight imperfection.
That's why you're going on Jeopardy. You know those words.
And you can also hook up some boxes that are, you know, they have a lot of boxes that have been dented, things like that.
Okay, and there's not a single brown bag in that dumpster that you can put over your head?
I refuse to take from the shop.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I have rules that I abide
because
by.
To me, I think one blowjob, that brown bag is going to get sperm on it.
It doesn't. It doesn't because they always come on my mustache. That's exactly
perfect. Oh, it catches it. Now I got a visual here. Now
that's how they like it.
Now have you know, as I talked about in my opening monologue, which I think was killer today, did you, have you ever masturbated to Wayne Brady?
Whose line or let's make a deal?
Let's make a deal, Wayne Brady.
Whose line constantly? I think he's very funny in that program. Let's make a deal. I've done it a few times. Yeah, I think we are on the same page that I only masturbate to game show hosts.
Have you? Okay, so how many times have you masturbated to Drew Carey?
That's my go-to.
Go-to.
Yeah. The second I close my eyes and start going for it, I picture Drew Carey. He comes into the room. He takes off his glasses.
Yeah.
He takes off his sport coat.
Uh-huh.
He does the dance from the opening theme to the Drew Carey show.
Does he have the mic when in the masturbation? Is he hiding the slim mic?
That comes into play later.
Ass or vaginal?
Vaginally, because in my mind, penis is too small to do anything.
The mic is very thin.
No, it's better than what he's got.
Oh, so it's like a pig penis.
Yeah.
Okay, so he comes in. He's got
it's a
pig
corkscrew.
Penis. Corkscrew pig penis. He comes in. He shoves the mic in you.
I scream for 4 hours.
4 hours. Okay. And that's the fantasy.
Yeah. The time is actually moments, but in my head, it's 4 hours of me screaming. Yeah.
Wow.
Time is an illusion. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Heavy.
Yeah.
That's why you're going on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Now, how do you think it's going to be to see Alec in person?
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I've been in the audience many times, and then it...
You have? Well, are you going to come? I'm doing it on Wednesday.
I mean, are you inviting me? Is this olive branch?
Sure. I'll invite you.
I mean, should I? I'm not going to be competing.
Oh, no, you're absolutely not.
But yeah, everyone knows.
Let me ask you, if you were on Jeopardy, since you've seen it so much, mm-hmm. what would you say when Alex approached you and asked you what your tidbit of your information?
Oh, in that hilarious portion of the show where he talks to the very compelling audience members.
I love, love, love that.
Yeah, not very compelling contestants, excuse me, because the contestants are always very, not only smart, but also just a barrel of laughs.
Yes.
A barrel of laughs.
They all should do comedy, in my opinion.
Because he asks them questions like, I hear you birdwatch. And they say, yes. And that's pretty much like, it's just great. It's
so
just
what great. Would you tell him?
I mean, would I tell him? I mean, like, what do I want to tell him would be, I've had a number of vibrators break because of how much I love you. But what would I actually say is that, I'm a big fan of the show. And my fun fact about me is I am partially responsible for the current funfetti cake mix formula because I did a number of focus groups on it.
Oh, wow. It's my favorite flavor.
People love funfetti, and I'd like to say that it's basically thanks to me. That's probably what I would say.
Wow.
Because, I mean, God, cake after cake I used to eat in those focus groups.
That's actually more interesting than most things I've heard on that show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to say?
When I go, I'm going to tell him that I have drawn a map of every country from my mind. Just without looking.
Are they close to what they look like?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a little break on For the Love of the Game, not that kind of game, where we get our sponsors, my at-home made game shows. And we'll be back with Phyllis McCracken.
Amy Schumer is headlining her first HBO comedy special, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo. One of the most inspired comics working today, Amy Schumer is the creator, star, writer, and executive producer of the Peabody Award and Emmy Award-winning series Inside Amy Schumer. This past summer, Schumer was the writer and starring role in the feature film Trainwreck. Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo was filmed at the Apollo Theater in New York and directed by Chris Rock. In addition, Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo was written by Amy Schumer and executive produced by Mike Berkowitz, Amy Schumer, and Jimmy Miller. Schumer joins a long list of stellar comedians who have starred in HBO's stand-up specials, including Louis C.K., Tracy Morgan, Robin Williams, Ellen DeGeneres, Jerry Seinfeld, George Lopez, and Sarah Silverman, just to name a few. Amy Schumer Live at the Apollo premieres on Saturday, October 17th at 10 p.m. on HBO, or watch it on HBO Now.
It's with special guest, Laura Lapkus.
And we're back with For the Love of the Game, Not That Kind of Game, where we talk game shows, game show hosts, game show contestants, game show games. I'm your host, Patty Pompon, not Pom Pom. And here we are with Phyllis McCracken, who has been also on a number of game shows. And she's just back from her episode of Jeopardy that she taped last Wednesday. I did go in the audience. I was just thrilled to be there. So how'd it go, Phyllis?
Well, you saw.
I did. Why don't you? I'd like for you to share how it went.
Okay.
Though, because it's just going to be so great to hear it from your lips. Did you get to compete in Final Jeopardy?
I did not.
No, why not?
Phyllis? I was in the red at that point. Oh. And I won a title from that, which mm-hmm. is the mm-hmm. furthest below zero mm-hmm. someone has ever gone on the show.
And it was $97,000 below zero.
Yes.
Let me repeat. I think you didn't hear me right. 97,000. Yeah.
But I was very fast on my buzzer.
Yeah.
I was very fast to chime in.
Phyllis, the thing about Jeopardy is you got to say, in the phrase of a question.
And that stumped me every time. I really could not remember that. And I've watched the show a lot. I worked hard to study. And a lot of times I was correct with my answers.
Yeah.
But I just really can't wrap my mind around how you're supposed to say that.
Yeah, that's the whole concept. It's like you are the question and they give the answer.
I know, but that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I know. I mean, really, if you look at you could just answer it.
It doesn't make sense because the question is so specific and the answer is so vague. Do you know what I mean?
The question.
When I ask, when I'm supposed to give my question as an answer, I'm giving a very specific question. What is
Africa?
Africa. Very specific. And then the answer.
It answers it. A continent in which Kenya is located.
But see, who would say that specifically about that?
About Africa? How would you answer what is Africa?
A place.
Well, they can't just have clues of place because then there's a lot of answers to that. A place. McDonald's is a place.
You're right.
So they have to be. You see what I mean? So you really. Was this a conscientious objection to the format of the show?
I refuse to play how they made it.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense.
Well,
it doesn't make sense. Next time. Here's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. I want you to record an episode of Jeopardy.
And then I record it every day.
Okay, well then, but have you done this? I want you to start from the end and go backwards and watch them say the question and then see what the answer is. And you see how much it makes no sense.
I mean, it seemed to me like ain't broke, don't fix it.
Nope, watch it backwards.
Okay, so you lost. And
yes,
here's the craziest part, guys. I know. I'm sure you all are glued to the episode, but Cranford Swissman was one of your opponents.
I never could have seen that coming. And
I wonder how that all got said.
Honestly, I think he has something against me. And he came and found me and came to have his revenge.
He now has the same look, you know, the mustache with the...
He looked a lot like me.
Yeah.
He looked a lot like me.
Yeah.
Same short hair, same mustache.
Yeah.
Same pants.
How did it end up after? Did you guys hang out after?
I don't think you want to know.
I do. No? You didn't?
We did.
Was there an aggressive fellatio?
Okay, let's just say the show sets you up with a ride in a limousine to and from.
Yeah, it's a dream of mine.
We opted to share a limo since we were put up at the same hotel. And I took the opportunity to be put at the hotel even though I live in town.
The Wyndham.
Yes.
The Wyndham.
And we went in the same limo. And I performed a sex act in the limousine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because in my eyes, it all starts with Cranford Swissman. And you got what you wanted.
I don't know that I wanted it, but I've never felt more rich than when I was sucking a dick in the back of a limo.
And, and Cranford won.
Yeah. I mean, he won. And he was the winner in many different ways that night.
Yeah. He got the final Jeopardy question.
And he screamed the name John at me as I was doing it. I didn't feel great about.
He got the final Jeopardy question.
I know, which was a stumper. I mean, they had me seated in the back room at that point.
Do you know what it was? I remember. The answer, because it goes answer, and then you provide the question.
I understand, sort of.
Okay, so the answer was the place where John, Paul, George, and Ringo are originally from. To me, it was very easy. And so the question is,
what is music?
Okay. The question answer is, what is Liverpool?
Okay. What is that?
Liverpool is the place where John, Paul, George, and Ringo are from.
But
do you see how it works?
No, but see, I need more information. I don't know what you mean. That's not the only way to describe what Liverpool is.
Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, so that I understand. What is Liverpool? A place in England. But
thank
you can't say a place in England because the answers to that are going to be London.
Huh.
Or Kensington Gardens. Yes, a place of London. Sheila's place. You could say, my aunt's house. Well, she died actually after a family feud after you guys claimed her.
No, yeah. I was not involved. My cousins.
I know your cousins.
Beat the living shit out of her.
Yeah.
I think good reasons. So, okay. Yeah, he won. He won the final round.
So do you get how the game works now? If I say, let's do this.
Okay.
Who is the possibly gay man that we both had sexual encounters in with? Okay, this is the answer. The possibly gay man we both had sexual encounters with in high school. Who is?
Who is it?
Who is Cranford Swissman?
The possibly gay man we had sex with in high school.
You see?
No, what?
Oh, God. I don't know how you keep beating me.
What show are you going on next? What's next on the docket?
I'm actually going to... There's a new show called... it's on the Game Show Network. It's called So You Wanna Win. And I thought, yeah, I do. So I'm going to go on So You Wanna Win.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's a new show. It's on the Game Show Network. It's hosted by Scott Baio. And I am thrilled as pie to meet him because, as you know...
You love him.
Yeah, I love... I've done some... dirty stuff with him in my head. I'm going to go on that. So You Wanna Win. I'm going to be taping that this week. In addition, I'm also going to do some focus group graham crackers, mojito mix. There's like a pre-made mojito mix that I'm going
to
do.
They allow you to have alcohol?
Yeah. Focus group for some glasses, eyeglasses.
Just glasses. In general.
Yeah.
Great. I wonder if you remember this or if you blocked this from your mem. But when we were on Shop Till You Drop, competing against each other, I wonder if you remember. I mean, this just stands out as an important time in my life. When we were racing to dress that dummy at the same time
with all the different
layers of clothing, and you started putting them on yourself instead of on the dummy because you didn't understand. And they just let you do it, and they let the game go on really long because they thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's a viral video. It's one of my biggest accomplishments. I mean, that has like upwards of maybe 300 hits.
Everyone's screaming at you, put it on the mannequin.
Put it on the mannequin. I'm like, what is a mannequin? The thing you put your other clothes on now. You know? But I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
It was very funny.
And that's how you won.
I know.
But I
left there with a microwave, a color TV, which I was very excited about. I left with 4 different types of skirts. I got to take all the clothes that I had put on the dummy. And they also gave me a gift card to the mall, which apparently doesn't work because there's no such thing as the mall.
Just the mall
I think that was just a
show. I feel like I kept putting the clothes on myself and not the mannequin. Because what is a mannequin, really?
It's a body that doesn't move. That you can do whatever you want to it.
Which is how I feel.
That's how I feel. Very sad.
On the inside. So I felt like if I showed it on the outside how I feel on the inside, then maybe I'll leave this with something.
but you left with nothing.
I left with nothing.
No,
I left with nothing, but I'm going to go on. Excuse me, I had to pee my pants. I left with...
Woo! You started peeing in a glass.
I pee in a glass, and...
Patty!
I pee in a glass.
You stared directly at me, put a glass under your skirt, and started urinating.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because I don't want to take a break.
Are you losing your mind? You're not going to take a break? If you have to go to the restroom.
I don't want to take a break. It's For the Love of the Game, Not That Kind of Game. We're a podcast about game shows, and I don't take a break.
Well, then finish peeing. You just let out a splash. Stop making direct eye contact with me while you do it. It's upsetting. Jeez, that's a lot. It's gushing out of you.
There we go. Ah, feeling better. And you know, it's because of that masculine ass I have that I can really just... Right into a jar.
Yeah, I saw your ass tighten.
Mm-hmm.
Very
clenched.
Yeah, clenched. Very nicely.
You know, like truckers when they're trucking along and then they're like, I gotta pee in a jar. I learned that.
What, just for fun? I mean, you can just go to the bathroom. You can just
but I'm
go.
Like, I could. I could
See,
just go to the bathroom.
You should go on an endurance game show, kind of like when they did on Real World, where they made everyone hold their hand to the ice or something.
Real World?
Real World Road Rules Challenge. Okay. Pardon.
I know I applied for that, but I haven't been on the Real World or the Road World.
Yeah, so you're wasting your time.
I just wanted to challenge, and no one challenged me. Have you been on?
I have not. I have to say that's one that I also cannot get on. But I did watch every episode ever, and I saw them all putting their body parts on ice cubes in order to win a prize.
Would you do one of the ones that are kind of outside the box, like naked? Yeah, I don't know what it's called. It was like, I'm going to strip you naked on a date and throw you into the woods.
Oh, dating naked. Mm-hmm. I've been on that.
I didn't see your... I didn't know that.
Yes, I've been on that. They didn't air it. Because they said even with the blurs, they could still see everything. I have very dark features. Under.
Oh, your pubic hair is very dark?
My pubic hair, my nipples are both very dark.
Dark. Yeah, and your nickname in high school used to be Black Nip.
Yeah.
Despite the swastika and the mustache, we called you Black Nip. To your face. To your face.
Hey, can't.
Because only one is black, right?
One is black and one's deep brown.
Right.
But it's like an eye patch, like a pirate's thing, sort of looks like.
That's hot.
Yeah. Well, not apparently for the show. I was on the show and then they blurred it out, but you could still see everything through the pixelations, and they said it wasn't arable. And also, I did very lewd things the entire time to my partner.
To the date?
Yeah.
And what was he like?
Against it. He was not into me or really the show. He was very buff. I would say six-pack.
As they say, yeah.
Yeah, as they say, six-pack.
Yeah.
He had pectorals that were ripped to shreds.
That's a six-pack.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And his back was a six-pack.
Front and back six-pack?
His legs were six-packs.
Really?
And, yeah, his forehead had a six-pack.
Okay, is this a real person?
He was
Phyllis,
so buff.
Phyllis, is this a real, this a real thing?
No,
that
it's not.
Because I can't prove it.
Well, then yes, it is.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it not?
Right.
Okay, now this is a mind game. And you know what? I'm sick of the mind games. We've come to peace. We've come not to peace. There's been a lot of things going on. I don't even know why I had you back. You know why I had you back? I was happy you lost. I was happy you lost Jeopardy.
I knew it. I knew you just wanted to rub it in my little face.
But I want to... Here's the thing. You're the only person I have anything in common with. Why can't we just...
Wow.
Try to do something together sometime.
Along.
I don't know.
Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah,
is that what you want to say?
Said Rodney King.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go and get a lemonade with you sometime, Phyllis. I know a focus group they're doing on lemonade later this week. Hmm. You can get it for free. You could sit down. We could sip it and talk about whether or not it's too sour or too sweet.
And we get paid.
We get paid. And you could start doing this with me.
Wow, all of these focus groups. You're inviting me?
I'm inviting you to the lemonade one. I'm extending an olive branch.
Okay. I'm going to grip that branch.
Really?
And let you tug me to the other side.
Really?
First of all, I need a couple hundred extra bucks.
Great.
But
after do you owe Jeopardy $97,000?
Yes, I have to wash dishes there.
They use a lot of dishes at Jeopardy.
They have great food backstage that's all on nice dishes. And I have to press Alex's suits myself.
Oh.
And I have to do a lot of chores around the
to pay.
The studio.
So it's like a work study.
Yeah, well, because I simply can't afford it.
I didn't know you had to pay back if you get that much in the
red. Yeah, it's really, really bad. Because that's how they pay off the other people. You know, the money has to come from somewhere. And if you're...
But you're not making any money if you're pressing a suit.
I'm just stopping someone else from having to work. And, you know, it's a lot of... There's a lot of things that I can do backstage. I shine the stage with a buffer.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just felt like, you know, I mean, I don't normally have guests on my show. As you know, I talk about game shows and my life.
If you want to call it that.
Okay, my semblance of a life for every episode. And I had you on initially, and I feel like as we're talking more that we just have so much in common, it might be worthwhile to try and make it work.
Want to be friends?
I think we could try.
I'm willing to try.
You are?
I am. I just kind of need something like that right now. My life's a little bit.
Your cousin killed my aunt, though. We have to.
I don't want to deal with that.
Okay.
I don't want to deal
with
that.
You're just going to leave it.
I don't. Honestly, I'm not really. Yeah. I'm not part of that situation. Just my cousin did something bad. What do you want me to do?
Okay. So we're just going to let that water under the bridge. Family feud.
My cousin killed a distant relative of yours. You know,
it's after like, a game of family
yes.
feud.
Yes.
Okay.
For, I don't know why.
Well, it was because, you know, we asked 100 people, what's the number one thing you want to have for breakfast? And they both buzzed in at the same time. And Steve Harvey decided that your cousin would go first. Now my aunt was going to say eggs, but your cousin got to say eggs. And, you know, it was a photo finish. And then we went to the side, and they went to the side, and then they got plated all the way through. They didn't mm-hmm. pass or play. They just mm-hmm. played. And then they won.
Yep.
And my aunt confronted him afterwards, and then he shipped her.
Yep.
I mean, yep. That's what happened.
I mean, sure. Fine. If you want to just say it like that.
I mean,
if you want to put it so bluntly.
I mean, that's what happened.
Okay.
So we got to wrap it up. Do you want to be friends? I'm willing to put the fact that your cousin shivved my aunt under the bridge.
Yes.
Do you want to come to the Lemonade Focus Group?
Yes, I'll come.
Do you want... I have to have a partner for the Scott Baio Game Show. So you want to win.
I'm in. I'm going to play.
Do you want to play with me on
yes.
my team?
Yes, I want to play with you on your team, not against you. I want to play. Yes.
Do you like Scott Baio?
Yes. Okay, love Charles and George, yes.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Because you know what? What if we win big?
It could be good.
Okay. All right. With that, I'm going to let it end there. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Phyllis McCracken?
No, I'd like to say that if we get a limo on the way to the game show, I'm not going to do anything to you if that's what you think is going to happen.
Okay. I got excited.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, Meredith Vieira flashing through my head.
It's not going to happen.
Okay. So nothing's going
to... No.
That's cool. That's not what I was like thinking. That's not like why
I
extended the olive branch or anything.
I don't know. I was just making sure.
I mean, yeah, it's not like that was obvious that that's why I was doing this.
No.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break. And for the love of the game, not that kind of game, I'm your host, Patty Pom Pom. My guest today has been Phyllis McCracken, and we're going to take a break.
Guys, designed and manufactured in L.A., Poprageous is a printed apparel brand specializing in premium leggings and other high-quality printed apparel like swimsuits, dresses, tops, and socks. They offer leggings and other printed apparel that is inspired by art, pop culture, and the internet, always celebrating the current cultural zeitgeist. And Poprageous offers tons of different prints and colors to choose from, covering everything from Oregon Trail to emojis to Grumpy Cat. Their leggings are the perfect conversation piece for that next party you go to, and they also offer everyday designs for that day-to-day outfit. And they're extremely comfortable. I'm telling you, they sent me some leggings and a crop top that I chose from their website. I got the lavender 90s print. It's really cute. It reminded me of Saved by the Bell. And I put it on, and I wanted to wear it all day long. It's really comfortable, really cute, and you can mix and match. I could wear it under a dress. I could wear the crop top with jeans. I could do the leggings with a long shirt. You know what? There's lots of options there. Under shorts, the crop top under a tank top so it pokes out. You really have a lot of ways to wear it. And they're thicker than average leggings while staying breathable, which means you'll never worry about them being see-through, which was really true. You couldn't see through them, but the pattern was really cute. Their leggings are designed with four-way stretch for maximum comfort, and the prints won't fade. Double stitching provides extra reinforcement and durability for all those lunges you're going to be doing when you're wearing them in high kicks. They're extremely comfortable. It's made of 90% polyester and 10% elastane blend that allows for moisture-wicking and a curve-hugging fit. It really did make my body look nice. I'm not just saying that. Go check out all the styles on poprageous.com and use code Lauren for 20% off your entire first purchase and free U.S. shipping. Again, that's poprageous, poprageous.com. And use code Lauren at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping. Get that lavender 90s print and we can be twinsies. Sound familiar? That was me until I grew up. If you're a baby, get a fucking newspaper and learn what's going on in the world. It's not all about you. Growing up is free and good for you and available to all humans. Grow up. It's free.
It's with special guest, Lauren Lapkus.
And now, welcome back to For the Love of the Game, Not That Kind of Game. We are here with our favorite part of the show, Help Me, Rhonda, where we answer Tracy Reardon's Twitter followers' questions.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. You know, I just had a really, interview was, I mean, I don't want to call it therapy, but it was like therapy.
She walked out of here crying a little bit.
Yeah. I was crying on the inside. I was crying out of my vagina into a glass.
Oh, that's called piss.
Yeah, it's a piss cry.
That's called piss. Not crying out of your vagina.
It's how it felt. It's how it felt.
Okay. Well, I have a bunch of questions for people here who are dying to know your advice about game shows, and they need help. So this one comes from the 5mod4 at 5mod4. The picture is like someone jumping midair.
Oh.
Since it's called win, lose, or draw, is there a way to win where I don't have to draw?
Draw a picture?
Yeah. Can you avoid drawing a picture on win, lose, or draw?
Right. Yeah, you can avoid doing anything you want to do if you play the game wrong. You can avoid having to take the SATs by just not taking them.
That's a really good point. Just do stuff wrong and you'll do it however you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
This one comes from Sonar Jose at Sonar Jose. His picture is a guy, it's like a cartoon of like an alien squid or something.
Alien squid.
Ooh. Or like a spaceman. How much does a new toaster cost?
Well, you're ducking Prices Right prices or real life prices? Because Prices Right prices, I would say $49.95.
And what about in real life?
$22.
See, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Why do they have them so marked up?
It's not marked up, essentially. It's like the actual retail price. So you go to Macy's to get a toaster, and it's a Macy's one-day sale, and then you have a coupon, and it's $22. I'm just saying that they're going the actual retail price. What is it retail for without any sale, any discount? So that's why it's $49.95.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
You get a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
This one comes from Drake at DJ Puddin' Pops. His picture's a guy in front of a red light, and he's like, hello. Mm. How hard should I spin a wheel?
Okay, as a person that's been on The Price is Right, I'll tell you this. The wheel is heavier than you think it is. You got to spin it, and you got to spin it hard.
Okay, now what about the Wheel of Fortune wheel?
That wheel, as you know, I haven't been able to crack that code and get on Wheel of Fortune.
You've never touched it.
Phyllis has been on it. But I would say that one looks a lot easier to me.
What about the whammy wheel?
That's not a wheel. You hit a button. So the wheel is an electronic thing, and then you just smack a button down.
So they just pick whatever they want it to be when they smack it.
That show is not actually fixed, although people think it's fixed. That show is, there is one man that was able to crack it, and there was a wonderful episode of This American Life about that man that was able to crack the whole whammy code with a mental thing. But beyond that, it's not fixed.
I'm going to listen to that.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the episode, but it's that
stuff. Oh, I'll find it.
Okay, Tracy, you find it.
Now, this one might be close to home for you. It comes from Willie Simpson at Willie Simpson. It's a guy at the train station being like, I'm cold.
Mm.
What do they look for in a Wheel of Fortune contestant? I want to try out, but I'm worried that I'm not peppy enough.
Right. You guys know I have many times asked to try it out.
So what did you do in your tryout, and what do you feel like didn't work?
I think you need to wear a blazer.
Mm,
I don't
smart.
Have one. I think you need to wear a blazer. I think you need to be, you know, like at least lean Republican. And I think that you gotta have a really easy to explain job.
Yeah, you do. You gotta be like teacher.
Accountant.
Two kids.
Yeah. Oh, and you have to have kids.
Yeah.
So none of those things apply to me.
Yeah.
So that's why.
You can get those foster kids you had.
Yeah. Well, I get them. I bring them in and out if I need them to get on a show.
That's good.
Yeah.
This one comes from Octavius Witcher at Octavius. Picture's a guy with a girl, and maybe they're together. Alex Trebek might be my father. How can I find out for sure?
Well, I think that if you feel like he is your father, I think it's likely that he is. I think you have to trust your gut. And you know what? Just act like he is. Start telling people. Start writing letters. Start posting.
Yeah, just believe it. If you believe it, it's true.
Believe the hype. You know, has he read The Secret?
Oh, yeah, you got to read The Secret. It's like, just believe in something and it'll happen to you.
Right.
Like, if you wanted to be a dad, just keep telling everyone he is. And soon enough, he'll admit it. He'll be the dad you always wanted in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
This one comes from Quill I Am at Quill _. A picture is a picture of a quill.
What? Quill pen?
A quill. A fish. Quill.
Okay.
K-R-I-L.
Oh, okay.
What is the best strategy or technique to grabbing the most cash in the cash booth?
That is something I actually know about. Here's the thing. People go crazy. You gotta, and they don't know where to put it. Because they grab and they grab, and then they, when they go to grab one, a dollar flies out. You have to put it in your shirt. You have to try to grab.
Put it in your shirt.
People grab. Their hand gets full. They open it. The dollars fly out.
Yeah.
Grab, put it in your shirt.
That's it. This one comes from Vincent at Shonan Bato, and his picture is a guy on the toilet holding up a diploma.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you did it. How do I find more people who want to perform on game shows with me?
Perform? That's an interesting way to look at it. How do you find more people that want to be on game shows with you? I mean,
That seems like a struggle for you.
That was. I mean, I would say what I did was I brought somebody on a podcast, had an hour-long therapy session with them, and then asked them to be on So You Want to Win with me. But that's not normal. I mean, I think Craigslist is a great tool.
Craigslist is good. I say, like, ask family members, try to convince people in your life who love you to do it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a social circle, I think it might get easier to find a partner.
Yeah, like asking friends and family. But for you, you don't really have either of those things, so you kind of had to, like, go out of your way and, like, talk to someone for a long time and convince them.
Yeah, it was a roundabout way of getting her, but they said I couldn't get on So You Want to Win with Scott Baio unless I had a partner, so.
That was a desperate moment for you.
Well, it's been a life filled with desperation here, Tracy. Life.
Mine too. It's really tricky being a person.
Yeah.
We're all just struggling and trying to do our best.
It's heavy.
But we can't because there is no such thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one is from All Hollow Slime at Ensenada Slime. Pictures a guy getting slimed. He probably was on a Nickelodeon game show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This one comes from him, and he says, how do I answer in the form of a question and not sound fake since I already know the answer?
Okay. This has been a big topic today. Just answer in the form of a question.
Yeah,
next question.
Just be normal and stop being dumb.
Just answer in the form of, as how the show works, just do it. Why is everyone questioning the show? Just do what they ask. If it's like a place where Madonna's from, you say, what is Michigan?
CDs.
Oh, my God. No one gets it but me.
This one comes from Lance McFadden at JD Harrington 26. His picture's a guy, he's like, I'm taking a selfie and I don't care who knows it. The Price is Right is really rigged, right?
No.
Please read aloud. # help me, Wanda.
Let me tell you something. No. Price is Right is not rigged. It is sacrilegious to say something like that. It is not. How would it be rigged? Wouldn't they make more people win?
Because how would everyone know the price if they knew it already?
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
You have to know from your instincts.
How would you even rig it?
You can't rig the game. You can't rig the game.
And also, Drew Carey would never be a part of something like
that. Well, and what do you think? Like, they spin the wheel and there's someone behind it slowing it down? Like, really?
I've spun the wheel. It's not fixed.
Yeah.
It's not. It's. I mean, honestly, people say things like that and I just want to kill myself.
You should.
Yeah. I know. I've thought about it.
This one comes from Chris Hockman at Chris Omni. This picture's a guy who's like, this picture was taken by my computer, and I'm at the library.
Mm.
How do I make sure I get big money, no whammies? Well, we kind of talked about that a little bit.
There's an episode of This America.
I say listen to that, figure it out, and that's going to really solve it for you because there's apparently a real answer. And also, the show's not really on anymore, so you don't have to.
But there's a show on Game Show Network called Just Whammies now.
Oh, it is? Just Whammies?
It's not called Just Whammies. It's called Whammies. And it's just a bunch of... I watched it briefly the other day as research to try to get on, and it's just like a bunch of whammies. They took out all the other stuff and just made it whammy about the whammies, which is all, you know... That's like Lucky Charms, you know what I mean? It's all about the lucky, it's not about the oat bits. I think they did the right thing. Like, I think they were like, you know what? No one cares about anything with the whammies.
I need a shirt that says, just whammies on the front, no money on the back.
Yeah.
I need that. Okay. This one, so many whammy questions, guys. It's like, that's the only show you know about or something? Here, this one's from Corey at Smackle Dwarfed. His picture's a guy who's like, I just graduated high school. Mm-hmm. I went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and said, me. But then they started giving me general questions. What gives?
He said, me?
They said, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He said, me.
I do.
Then they started asking questions and he's like, what the heck, buddy?
Yeah, millionaire. You know, I mean, I can only attest from when I was on it and I sucked Meredith Vieira's tits. But I would say that you gotta follow the format. It goes back to the Jeopardy thing. If they want it phrased in the form of a question, if they want to ask you trivia questions, you gotta, the thing about game shows is that there's millions of them. So if you don't like the format of one, you go in another.
Yeah. Don't feel stuck. Mm-hmm. Just go on and keep saying me on every show and hopefully someone will start giving you money.
Exactly.
Well, that's all I got.
Wow. Well, that's all I got as well.
Great.
This has been, you know, Tracy, it's so good to see you every week. You seem like such an upbeat person.
I try to be really positive. Mm-hmm. Even if things are hard and my life is difficult, I try to have a positive attitude and pull myself up by my bootstraps.
Yeah. And did you get a dog, that dog yet that you told me about last week?
I did get him briefly, but I had to give him back.
Okay.
Because I couldn't figure out how to feed him, like what I was supposed to
do. You
get
just
him.
Put the food out.
I know, but I couldn't figure out like what food, and like I don't really have any adults in my life like helping me, so like I kind of it was just kind of messed up. So I just kind of gave him back. Well, I hope so. I kind of put him on the street. Here's my question. Don't dogs, like, know where they came from? Like, they can run toward wherever. Like they smell, like, stuff? Because, like, I put him outside. He started running. So I think he was going back to, like, where I got him. So I think it's okay.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Anything, and things are good otherwise.
Everything's really good otherwise. I'm doing really well at school. I'm working my two jobs. I'm working my butt off. I love it. I love life. So everything's pretty good.
It's good to hear somebody's happy. Is it?
Yeah, you're not, right?
No, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I got a partner for So You Want to Win.
Oh, yeah. You got to be really happy then.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it's like, I think that that's all I really need.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it's all about here at For the Love of the Game, Not That Kind of Game, where we talk game shows, game show hosts, game show contestants, game show games. I've been your host, Patty Pompon. As you know, I just finished up with Tracy Reardon, earlier at Phyllis McCracken. And you guys can see me on So You Want to Win with Scott Baio in a few weeks, partnered with Phyllis McCracken. And I just wanted to say, I heard about this book. Do you read?
I read a little bit, yeah.
Okay, good. So, can you read?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So I heard about this new book called Long Story Short, The Only Storytelling Guide You'll Ever Need, and it's coming out in October.
Wow. Yeah,
and it's all about storytelling. It's by this girl, Margot Lightman, who has also been on game shows.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'd love to read that.
Okay.
And learn how to tell a story.
Yeah, so we can learn maybe how we can do this a little bit better next time.
That sounds really good.
We can learn how to talk.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Everyone buy that.
All right, I'll buy it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's with special guest, Laura Lapkus.
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm, and I am excited to announce that the Howl app is now available on Android, so everyone can have it. To celebrate the launch of the Android app, the Howl team is organizing a special sweepstakes contest for Earwolf fans and giving you the chance to win an amazing prize. What is that prize, you ask? It's a two-night trip for two to LA, travel and accommodation included. During your visit, you'll get the chance to visit the Earwolf Studios and to sit in on a recording of an Earwolf show. That's so fun. This contest is open to all Howl Premium subscribers that are currently premium or in a free trial. So whether you are Android, iPhone, or a web user, you can participate. No purchase necessary. You must be 18 years of age or older and a legal resident of 48 contiguous U.S. or D.C. That made sense to somebody. Go to contest.howl.fm to enter and for rules. Remember, with Howl Premium, whether you're on your phone, Android, or the web, for just $4.99 a month, you'll get access to amazing and exclusive content, including all Earwolf and Wolf Pop shows, the WTF with Mark Maron archives, and all the new Howl Original shows. Howl Originals are brand new shows by your favorite hosts, available only with Howl Premium. The Sklar Brothers, Super Ego, and I... We all already have our own Howl Originals, and there are new shows coming every week. Check out my shows on there, The Wild Horses Perspective or The Psychic Show, where I get read by different psychics. You get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, Android, and the web for only $4.99 a month. And with the promo code Lauren, you get a full month of Howl Premium free trial. To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code Lauren at checkout. Once you have your account, just go to contest.howl.fm to enter the sweepstakes. Thank you.
Face it, movie fans. You might have a 96-inch TV, a deluxe Dolby surround sound THX audio guy, a Blu-ray player, a Green-ray player, and all the fixins. But no matter how immersive your home entertainment center is, you'll never know what it's like to be inside the film. Well, on the podcast I Was There Too, featuring me, Matt Gourley, I interview the lucky people who managed to get inside the movie. Not in an inner space sort of shrink down way, but they're actors who played small roles in iconic scenes from classic movies and TV shows, like Alien, Speed, Clueless, Star Wars movies, and more, in clips like this.
He goes, I drove Harrison Ford on the third Raiders picture, right? Harrison Ford would smoke a bone on the way to the set every day. Right?
Oh, and back, yeah, of course he would, yeah.
And one day I go to pick him up at the Savoy, and he comes out with a saucepan with a lid on it. He goes, I ran out of papers. So he's heated up the dope, you see, in the saucepan and cooked it. So he opens up the saucepan and goes like this, and like just sticks his head in it.
So listen to I Was There Too today on iTunes, Howl, wolfpop.com, or your favorite podcast app. It's the next best thing to tronning yourself inside the movie, or last action heroing yourself, or pleasant villing yourself. You know what? Pick your reference. I Was There Too. Catch the action.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Lauren Lapkus. For more information and content, go to earwolf.com.